Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, your action plan for real estate success. Here, we stay ready. Staying ready is being mindful of time and actively doing the things on a daily basis so we stay prepared for the opportunities that come our way. Join your host, Emeka, as he dives into the world of real estate investing, interviewing experts and sharing actionable insights. If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe today. We would love to know each and every one of you. So please go to GubanaEquity.com and click Invest With Us today so we can figure out how we can get to your investing goals. What is going on, Stay Ready family? It is your boy, Emeka, here. And today is January 1, 2025. And today also marks the one-year mark for the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast. So thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for all the reviews. Thank you for just giving me some advice and everything that you do, listening in and helping me want to continue this to keep going. So thank you so much. And since it's January 1, 2025, what is the first thing that so many people, investors, non-investors, what do people have in mind? They have goal setting, New Year's resolution. What can they change about themselves? What can we change about ourselves, et cetera, et cetera? And today I'm going to talk about goal setting. So, you know, as we look back at 2024, I think it's definitely crucial to look back at what you wanted to accomplish, what you didn't accomplish, and then why you didn't accomplish the things and how you did accomplish the things you did accomplish. So, yep, that was like a tongue twister. But number one, whenever we're looking back at 2024, I think the number one thing that we should primarily focus on is what did we do right? How did we put ourselves in that position? And how can we do it again? And especially in real estate, because, you know, real estate is a long-term game. So you have to build the relationships, build these relationships for months and months and months. Prove that you're not in it, you know, temporarily. A lot of people want to start as a realtor and then they get out, you know, a couple months later because it's hard. Whenever you're building these relationships, you want to make sure that you're staying consistent and always giving value or always trying to seek value from someone else, because we can learn every single day. So whenever we're looking back at 2024 and trying to determine what went right and how we did it, jot it down. If you had any notes whenever you were in 2024, the things that you did, the processes that you're doing to find a deal or to capital raise or to just, you know, educate yourself about a certain market, a certain real estate class, have any notes, definitely always take a look back at it and figure out where you could, you know, either tweak something to make it better or just keep, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Use the same notes and, you know, enhance those this year in 2025. So as we're looking at what works, figure out and determine for yourself if that is something that's sustainable. Is that something that you enjoyed? So one of the things that I enjoyed is, you know, looking more into development, right? I have a lot to go, but I enjoyed that. I did that, you know, consistently throughout 2024, while also staying boots on the ground and staying consistent with everything else that I'm doing. So I added this one thing, and then I got all the people I need to get in contact with when it comes to development. So when that chance does come up, hopefully here in 2025, I'm ready. I know who to go to. I know what kind of financing I need. I know to work with the city, the county, or whatnot. So that's what's something that worked well for me. Just slow and steady kind of wins the race. So as we're looking back in 2024, we just determined, we just saw everything that went right and how that came about. So now let's look at our goals, look what we didn't accomplish in 2024 and determine why we didn't accomplish it. Is that something that wasn't sustainable? Is that something that we didn't like? I think it's very important to go over the things that we didn't do right, because that means that there's always opportunity. There will always be opportunity for us to, you know, have personal development and, you know, become better investors, because no one is a perfect investor. So there's always going to be something that you can look back and, you know, tweak and figure out how to get better at, especially when we didn't accomplish a certain goal. So when we're looking back at 2024 and we look at, you know, maybe I wasn't as good as posting on social media, or maybe I wasn't as good at, you know, reaching out to realtors, or when I did reach out to realtors, you know, I froze, you know, I couldn't talk on the phone, I seemed uneducated. So any of those kinds of things, that means we need to
do it twice as much in 2025, right? You thought it was going to get easier, it never gets easier. So when we're looking back at these certain categories that we weren't, as strong in, or if there was a goal that we didn't accomplish, we need to highlight that in 2025 while keeping up with the good things that we're doing. If it was good in 2024, we can stay good now, unless, certain life circumstances come up and you can't change that. And, as we reflect over the year, the guests that came on, from all different aspects of their life, different, careers. One of the most common things that came from 99% of the people was a mindset. So as we're goal setting, as we are trying to determine, what we want to get done real estate wise, life wise in 2025, is our mindset okay, right? Are we truly determined? How bad do we want that goal? So if we're gonna be setting these goals, let's shoot for the stars. If we don't get that far, we'll land on the clouds, we'll land in the sky, we'll land on the moon. But it all starts with the mindset. If you think you can do it, you can. If you think you cannot do it, you cannot. And it starts right here, right up here. And if that's something that was a weakness in 2024, then we gotta figure it out in 2025. 2025 is our year, new year, same us. We're just trying to make ourselves a little bit better, 1% better. How can we get 1% better every single day? And with the guests that's came on of this 52 weeks of podcasting, the thing that they have in common the most was they didn't let one setback stop them. They didn't let one inconvenience stop them. They didn't let, having long hours at work, or leaving work to go to a kid's game, or have to cook and they're always busy, but they didn't let that stop them. They let them keep going to be the successful person that they are today. So if they can do it, if I can do it, you can do it as well. So January 1, 2025 is a great day to get started. It is a great day to have a great day. It's a great year to have a great year. And as we are, doing this and traveling along this real estate journey together, it's always nice to see the progress that we have. And if you look from, these podcasts from where I started to now, they're a little bit more, fluent, right? And, it was a struggle at first, but the only reason why I mention that is because whenever you first start at something, it's not going to be as good. So don't get frustrated with yourself whenever you start something new, or you're going for something new, a big goal, and you're getting frustrated because it's not coming just like that. It never does. It never does, right? Most of the most successful people that we are, the excuse me, the most successful people that we know today went through so many struggles that are unseen. And the struggles that we are going through are the unseen ones that are tough, that makes us think we want to keep going. But we just got to keep going. We just got to keep going. When it comes to real estate, it can be simple if we make it, right? It can be simple, right? Reading a news article on development once a day for 15 to 20 minutes, right? After a year, how many minutes did you put in? How much more do you know in that aspect and in that category than other people just because you're reading, right? So whenever you set these big goals, whenever you want to, just do something now and, get rewarded now, just be patient, take a deep breath, look back on how far you've came, and realize we still have a long way to go. And we're not here temporarily. We're here forever. We're here to build wealth. We're here for our families. So I hope that I can continue to bring the motivation, continue to bring these stories, and continue to let you know or bring new insights in how you can get into your first deal, your next deal, the future deals, or jump into a new real estate category that you didn't think of because a new guest comes on. So, team, let's set our goals. Let's take massive action to get to those goals, because none of this will happen unless we do something instead of just write it down and talk about it. We gotta actually do something. So let's do it. Let's reach to the stars. Let's get to the stars. 1 year of podcasting. Thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in. I hope I can continue to bring value. And like I said, January 1, 2025, new year, same us, attacking goals, taking massive action, and figuring out at all means necessary to get our next deal. Until next time, team. See ya.